SENSA Breakfast Sports Update.
We do this thanks to the Sandful, and nothing beats finals footy. The Host Plus Sandful Women's League Grand Final is this weekend, Bic, so I'm going to be there. It's going to be fantastic. They're putting so much effort into this Sandful W Grand Final, and it'll be interesting to see whether the Panthers can continue what they have done throughout the whole season. What else is happening in sport?
Well, of course, Central Districts had a great win over Norwood. Absolutely smoked them.
It's the Cats versus the Dogs.
Wonder if it's going to be raining. Let's talk about some other sport. We'll move on.
It took me a while to get there.
The Miami Heat have evened up the NBA Finals by overcoming a monster effort from Nikola Jokic to beat the Denver Nuggets 111 to 108 in game two. Gabe Vincent scored 23 points for the Heat, while Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo.
Pardon?
What is it? How's it
spelled? Say it again. Because you just.
Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo, yeah.
Adebayo.
Because you went with Adebayo.
I had to put a couple extra syllables in there. They had 21 each as Miami built a big early lead, then got down by as many as 15 before hitting the front again in the fourth. Now, how is this poised, do you think? One apiece?
Yeah.
How do you see it unfolding?
I thought Denver would sweep Miami. It's amazing to see the significance of this win because I've spoken to you before, Bix, about geographically, the altitude in Colorado is different. So it's more challenging to play. It's like going into a bit of an altitude chamber. But now I think about it, Miami just need to protect their home court. So they need to go back to Miami and win a couple of games there. I still think Denver are going to win, but it makes the series interesting because I thought Denver would win 4-0, game over.
It's amazing how far back Miami have come from when you think
incredible.
About it. Yeah.
Their journey has been remarkable, pardon the pun, by putting your name in.
Okay, yeah. Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou appears to be moving towards a swift resolution of his future amid reports. He has verbally agreed to become Tottenham's new manager. How good's that?
Let's have a listen to what he said about the Celtic fans because they had a huge win over the weekend. And the Celtic fans have been very hit and miss when it came to Ange originally being signed because this could be pivotal in what he does with his decision making.
The supporters, because of kind of the way I came into the football club and that, yeah, let's not beat about the bush. I was a joke when I was appointed. A lot of people made fun of my appointment. But the supporters, for their own reasons, just put their collective arms around me and said, no, he's one of ours. And it was up to me then to repay that faith and trust. And I think the reason that they've felt so close to this team and so probably so close to me is because while others may have mocked, they stood behind me.
Looking forward to speaking to Adam Peacock about this morning, Bix, because I feel like there's a bigger challenge if you're stepping into the Premier League. Ange has done really well with Celtic. As a lot of people have said in regards to a few leagues around the world, there's Celtic, there's Rangers, then there's the rest. This is then next level professional football managing where Ange wouldn't want to lose a couple of games because then you're out.
And that's the thing. I think he's an unbelievably good coach. But
I agree.
He's really set of how he wants teams to play and how he wants the culture to be. And that sometimes takes time, but often you don't get time in the Premier League. So
that's
we'll
exactly
wait and
right.
see how that goes. Just quickly, Max Verstappen has won the Spanish Grand Prix. A bit of a yawn there. He seems to be winning everything with a great car. England have suffered a major blow with the Ashes looming with key spinner Jack Leach ruled out for the entire series with a stress fracture in his back. So that is not great for him. And it will force captain Ben Stokes and coach Brendan McCullum to have a serious rethink on how they approach their bowling lineup with the first test at Edgbaston against Australia less than 2 weeks away.
Thank you very much, Mark Bickley. Finals footy, nothing beats it. The Host Plus Sandful Women's League Grand Final is on this weekend. We will cover that in the Sandful show tomorrow and towards the end of the week as well. It's 9 minutes to 7 on SENSA.